Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, look, Problematics, I am triggered by the expulsion of George Santos from Congress. And let me be clear, it's not about George Santos himself, okay? George Santos himself, obviously, the guy lied. Obviously, the guy was not a particularly nice person even before Congress. Obviously, you know, this is not necessarily the most upstanding individual in the world, certainly not a hill to die on. The reason that I am so triggered by this George Santos expulsion from Congress, and if you've, you know, follow me on any of my social medias, I just haven't been able to shut up about it ever since I found out it happened, is because to me, it fully does, Problematics. It really does. It's the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of how weak the Republican Party is, in terms of the fact that these people defend absolutely nothing. They will not even defend each other. Certainly, they will not defend you. And what it really does is it really does underline the fact that these are a bunch of weak people who do not wield their power when they use it. And they also will throw one of their own under the bus in a single solitary second in order to look good for Democrats or in order to have a couple of favorable things written about them on CNN or the New York Times or wherever. Okay. And so I got to admit, Problematics, I need to be completely honest about this. There is a point in every conservative media personality's life or any public conservative's life where they really do want to be, I think, one of the good ones. I call it the one of the good ones syndrome. And I went through a lot of this, I would say, in the summer of 2022. I was just like, well, you know, look, I wonder if we can have a real conversation with these people. I wonder if I could, you know, just present the ideas that I have about Republican Party, about conservatism in general, or about pro-America, or any of these other things. And I wonder if I could have a real serious discussion or debate with people that happen to be on the left. And perhaps, you know, you could be one of those people that, you know, does the CNNs, does the MSNBC, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, I went through that. And I think that there's a lot of media personalities that sort of like maybe have that moment. And the reason that I bring this up is because now I realize that fundamentally it doesn't matter. Okay, it does not matter whether you're one of the good conservatives or the bad conservatives. What I wish that I would have figured out a really long time ago is that by being an open and honest conservative, you've already done the crime. Okay, these people will never accept you. These people will never love you. And that is what, bringing this full circle back to George Santos, this is what our Congress is filled with. Our Republican Congress, who voted to expel George Santos, who, by the way, Democrats would never turn on their own like this. This is the thing that irritates me and pisses me off the most, is that Democrats would never turn on another Democrat like this, ever. They got a freaking vegetable in the Senate right now, John Fetterman. Vegetable. Guy can barely freaking talk, okay? Who's doing anything against him? You got Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, who are noted anti-Semites, by the way, who have been exposed over and over and over again for their anti-Semitism. Democrats are not expelling them from Congress, okay? Democrats protect their own every single time. They protect their own, they circle around their own, but what they know is this. They know that there are enough weak Republicans in Washington, D.C. that will either bow to the swamp, and the swamp wanted Santos gone because of bad press or whatever, or these people want so badly to be loved by Democrats. They want so badly to get the pat on the head from the left that they will eat their own. They will, you know, put their own head on a silver platter in order to give to Democrats, okay? Just because these people, you know, they control the news cycles. So these people had a couple of news cycles about how bad George Santos was and all of these other things, right? And so that is really the straw that broke the camel's back for me. And so I'm, you know, taking a step back and I'm looking at my life and I'm looking at what I've sacrificed and all of this other stuff. And, you know, you sacrifice things for the GOP, for the Republican Party that will not defend one of its own, that tosses one of its own to the side because of what? You know, whether or not, you know, George Santos did all of these things, and he probably did, I must have missed the part where he was convicted by due process, thus maybe making the case for expulsion. So that didn't happen. Okay, but he was convicted by Democrats in the mainstream media, so that was enough for these Republican representatives who claim that they're fighting for you in D.C. and in the halls of Congress, when in actuality, they are fighting for nothing more than their reelection. Okay, these people are fighting for nothing more than more donor money. They are fighting for nothing more than to continue to hold that little congressional pen that they hold. That is what these people are fighting for. They're not fighting for you. They're certainly not fighting for each other. They're not fighting for America. These people won't even impeach Joe Biden, or these people won't even impeach Alejandro Mayorkas for the limited amount of time that they do have any kind of power in Washington, D.C., because they all know that they're about to lose the House next year. Everybody knows Republicans are about to lose the House next year. They'll be lucky if they don't lose the Senate, if they don't, you know, lose the Senate too. Not that they have that, but look. What's going on here, and again, it's about George Santos, but it's not about George Santos. George Santos is just the symbol of the incompetence of the Republican Party, of the things that are important to them, which are not important to the vast majority of the voters and the American people. And by the way, by voting to expel Santos, of course, Democrats would do that. But Republicans basically voted against democracy. They're basically saying that this person's constituents, it's not up to them. Oh, no, we control everything. And so what this is, when you really zoom out and take a look at it, like, this is a show of force by the swamp, by the rhinos, by the establishment. This is the establishment saying that it doesn't matter what the voters think. We really only care what CNN and the New York Times and all of these other liberal media organizations that hate us. We care more about what they think than about what our own constituents think.
And Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
And the rot in D.C. and the rot in the swamp is something serious. Now, I do know congressmen and congresswomen, and I would like to think that I know a couple of the good ones, all right? But the vast majority of the people in the swamp are bad news. There are 435 people in the House of Representatives. You probably only know the names of maybe 15, if you're a political junkie, all right? So there's 420 people, okay, Democrat and Republican, that are in the swamp taking a $175,000 check every year, and by the way, insider trading, by the way, doing all of the crap that these people do, and both sides do it, by the way, Democrats do this and Republicans do it. And so it's a joke, and Republicans are more of a joke than Democrats, because at least Democrats protect their own. At least when Democrats get power, they wield it, and they don't care what anybody has to say about it, all right? But when Republicans get power, when they do have a little bit of power, they're begging the New York Times for permission. You know, they're begging CNN for permission. They're begging all of the people that hate them and all of the people that will always hate both you and I, if we are not Democrats. You're begging those people for acceptance. And what it took me admittedly way too long to figure out is that you will never get acceptance from these people. These people don't care whether you live or die. In fact, they would prefer that you just not exist, okay? They would prefer that you were not around, okay? Because you are in the way of, you know, them creating whatever communist socialist utopia that they want to, you know, pretend to create, all right? And if you want to know what kind of utopias they create, why don't you take a look at Philly? Why don't you take a look at LA? Why don't you take a look at Detroit? Why don't you take a look at New York, these points? Why don't you take a look at any major city across the country that these people have run from top to bottom for decades and absolutely destroyed? Because that, not the crap that AOC is telling you, okay, not the propaganda, you know, that Hollywood is pushing out. What is going on in these major cities right now, what they have done to these cities, that's what they want America to look like, all right? That is the America that happens as a result of their unchecked power and all of their policies. So if you want an America that looks like the streets of New York City, and by the way, they ain't cute right now. If you want that America, continue to vote for these people, okay? But like I said, when they have power, they wield it. And they are wielding their power in DC in a million different ways, both large and small, right now, and have been since the second these people moved in to the White House and gain power in DC. There's so much stuff that's going on. And by the way, spoiler alert, problematics. Like, this is going to a video first platform. This podcast is going video first at the top of 2024. Because I think video podcast is video first is where podcast space is going. I think video first is where this podcast needs to be, because I need to be looking at you guys. I need to be communicating with you directly via the camera, which is what I am best at. And so this is going to be video first. And as I am developing the segments with the team, with what we're going to do as a video first platform, one of those segments is going to be like Biden Watch. I think that people need to know exactly what is happening during this administration, because I got to tell you, if you wait on the corporate news cycle to set the agenda, we're going to be talking about rainbow flag onesies and Target forever. Like, who cares? You know, if you continue to let the mainstream media dictate what it is that we talk about, it's just going to be the same BS propaganda that happens on all sides of the aisles. Why? I don't know if you guys have noticed, I'm not doing a whole lot of it anymore. I'm not doing a whole lot of the news thing anymore. It's over. It's done. Who cares? Who cares? But back to the Republican Party and back to, you know, what they're doing with what they did with George Santos, I think it's despicable. And for me, when I look at it, it's just, number one, you know, he is have just been made an example out of to anybody in Republican Congress that doesn't play ball, just like in some capacity Madison Cawthorn was. Remember when Madison Cawthorn did that podcast about all the weird stuff that goes on in DC, about being invited to orgies and stuff like that? Madison Cawthorn did that podcast. They got rid of him, and the establishment booted him right out of Congress, and they put in a Republican that whose name escapes me right now, whose name you definitely don't know, because it's just a Republican that is just going to sit there and play establishment games for the next 20 to 30 years. This guy's going to sit there. He's going to collect this $175,000 to get him to vote. However, Kevin McCarthy or Mike Johnson or whoever is at the forefront tells him to vote. He's going to insider trade like the rest of them do. He's going to somehow, leave Congress in 25 years, millions of dollars wealthier than he was when he went in there. And that's just the name of the game. Like, that's how the swamp swamps. And there's a lot of people that thought, honestly, that this can change. All we have to do is get enough America First people there, get enough America First people in. Well, look, you get the America First people in, and what happens? Madison Cawthorn is booted out, okay? Matt Gaetz, who I personally really do like. I like Matt Gaetz, and I've said this publicly, and I've said this to Matt Gaetz' face, that I know what you're doing is the right thing, because I specifically know that you are not motivated by money, because Gaetz comes from money. And that's not something that he thinks about when he's thinking about the right moves to make, right? So he's going to take all of that crap that the swamp throws at him. Oh, all of this stuff about, him being a sex trafficker, all that BS that has already been debunked, okay? That stuff comes from the swamp. And so they peddle that garbage to the mainstream media so that they can set the narrative in the eyes of the American public and people that are not smart enough to decipher what is real and what is fake to, Matt Gaetz, he's a sex trafficker, underage girls, blah, blah, blah. And so they set the seeds for that stuff so that when Gaetz does things that they do not like, things that challenge the stranglehold that the swamp has over the party and over DC, they want to get him out of there. And so the George Santos thing is, again, like I said, it's not about George Santos. It's about the swamp, okay? It is about these people in Washington, D.C., and the system that will never, ever, ever change. And what has happened, I would say, over the past 5 to 8 years, I would say definitely the past 5 years with the America First movement, there's a very dear friend of mine that is a very, very establishment Republican, born into the swamp, like the whole thing. And we will have very honest conversations about this. He's a dear friend, and he'll just be like, look, we've seen all this before. We saw the Tea Party come and go, and we saw this America First thing. Look, the establishment is the establishment at this point. And what the establishment has done to George Santos is proof. And I'm not even saying that he's as big a challenge to the swamp establishment as some other people. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene, who in some ways is kind of anti-swamp, anti-establishment, but in some ways a tool of the swamp. Look at how Marjorie Taylor Greene operated when Kevin McCarthy's ouster happened. She was writing for Kevin McCarthy to the very end, writing for him. Kevin McCarthy is the establishment. And by definition, Marjorie Taylor Greene is the establishment. Some of these people are just more adept at speaking the language of America First. Okay, they are really good at that. And so they know how to fleece you people. They know how to run the grift, okay? They know how to appear anti-establishment. They know how to appear America First, but their actions are going to be very establishment. Like Marjorie Taylor Greene, she showed you exactly who she was during the Kevin McCarthy fiasco. She showed you exactly who she was right there. But now that, you know, that's a couple months in the rear view and everybody loves Mike Johnson and all that other stuff right now, and then all Marjorie Taylor Greene has to do is, you know, run to Tucker or run to Steve Bannon's war room or run anywhere else and pretend to be, oh, yeah, one of the people. Look. And so for me personally, I got to tell you, you know, my loyal problematics, like you guys have been, like I said, you're small but mighty. You guys have been here and you guys are loyal. Okay, loyal. And you've felt the transition and you've seen the transition and you've heard me speak of these things over the past couple of years. But and I got to tell you, like, I'm done with defending the Republican Party. Like, I'm done with defending the GOP. What is there for me to defend right now? I will defend America. I'll defend America first principles. I will defend policies. But if you expect me to continue for the next, 25 years of my career, like, it's not like I'm old. I will probably be doing this in some capacity for the next 20 to 25 years, okay? Which is nuts, but it's true. Don't expect me to waste my breath or expend my energy defending a Republican Party that does not even defend itself. This party doesn't even defend itself. This party does nothing but bend the knee to Democrats. This party does nothing more than give speeches on the halls of Congress for social media views, for viral video clicks, to go to raise money from their email list. These people are worthless. These people do absolutely nothing. These people have done absolutely nothing since they took back the House. Absolutely, it's been over a year. These people took back the House in over a year. What have they done? Physically done. Yeah, you can haul some people into Congress. You can get things on the congressional record about what happened at Twitter. You can have these little moments where, and you know, there's a part of me that's a little guilty of this because you guys know I share a lot of these Congress clips on my Facebook page and on my Instagram just because I kind of want to inform people about the only real news that's actually happening right now, truly, I think, is what's happening there. And so there is news value to these congressional reactions, like these clips and all that other stuff. There's news value to this because there really are things that people just are not aware of that are facts. That I think that if the Congress people, if they're doing anything, then they're doing that. Okay, fine, whatever. Nobody's being held accountable. Mayorkas has not been impeached. Joe Biden has not been impeached. Nothing has happened. Oh, but, you know, they expelled George Santos, and they will probably pass another bill to avoid a government shutdown because, God forbid, these crooks, you know, don't get a check for 2 weeks. And so where I am with all of this right now, all of this, my media platform, the podcasting, the videos, the cable news, the entire thing that has started 5 years ago and that has become in some ways something that I never thought that it would become. I never thought that it would be this. But honestly, you know, moving forward, I'm just like, I'm not going to spend any of my energy defending the Republican Party. These people would not urinate on me if I were on fire. These people throw away anything that is not in line with their agenda, okay? And so if these people, I got to tell you, and to let me just wrap this up right here. If these people will basically toss to the side a sitting member of Congress and spare me the, oh, we're Republicans and we have to have morals, spare me all of that BS because it's garbage. These Democrats have no morals. These people will do anything. They will do anything. They will say anything. They will do anything to wield their power. They will do anything to get power because these people play the long game. And they realized years and years and years, decades ago at this point, that they got to put the media in their pocket. So they've taken over the mainstream media. So journalism does not exist anymore. There are no journalists anymore. There are only paid propagandists for the Democrat Party. They took over, you know, Twitter. The only reason that they're still not suppressing and in complete control of the entire public conversation is because Elon bought it, and these people will try to destroy him. You pray for that man, because he's the only thing that's saving speech in this country. You know? So I had to tell you, these Republicans, the swamp in DC, the swamp is going to do what it wants to do. And there's nothing that I can do about it. And if there's nothing that I can do about it, and there's nothing, like, I don't know what the answer is. But if these people will vote to expel George Santos, the unconvicted George Santos, they won't have your back. They won't have my back. They won't have America's back. They won't do anything. Because nothing is all they do. They run their mouths, they beg for money, and they get wined and dined by lobbyists so that they can vote against the interests of America. That is all these people do. And the sooner you start realizing this problematics, the better. Because my eyes are wide open right now.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.